This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. For many in southern Colorado, the Arkansas River is the lifeblood of a healthy community. But the region suffered during this year's extreme and exceptional drought, and the early news for next year isn't any better. As KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports, all along the Arkansas River, people are holding their breath to see what this winter will bring.
I'm standing here on the banks of the river at the Arkansas Headwaters Recreation Area Visitor Center in Salida. It's a bright sunny day, but the temperatures are around 30 degrees. Portions of the river are covered in very thin layers of ice, with water bubbling through holes in the sheer surface. But mostly the water flows freely downstream.
A good snow year is very important to us, not only for the river, but also for, the farmers and everyone else who depends so much on water.
Rob White is a park manager at the recreation area. While the current flow of the river there is about average, during the summer, White says portions of the popular rafting destination were barely boatable.
In an extremely dry year like we had in 2012, there's not enough water to go around. Obviously, there wasn't enough water for the farmers. There wasn't enough water for the irrigators, and so we also had to make do with a smaller amount of water.
Typically, the snow-to-water equivalency in the Arkansas River Basin approaches around 5 inches by mid-December. Right now, it's only 57% of average. With so much riding on this year's snowpack, the numbers are disturbing for farmers downstream who depend on the river for irrigation.
You look toward the hills, you see the weather reports. If there's water or snowpack in the hills, and you try to make plans accordingly.
Mike Bartolo is a research manager for Colorado State University in Rocky Ford.
So you try to know how much fertilizer you need to order, or how much seed you need to order, but you really don't know because it's so tentative.
2012 got off to a promising start along the Arkansas River, but things gradually got worse. A lack of rainfall didn't help the alfalfa and corn crops that are predominant here. One gauge in Rocky Ford shows less than 5 inches of total precipitation. 78-year-old John Schweitzer and his family farm hay near Rocky Ford.
If you don't get the snow and get the runoff, you can't depend on it raining either. It might, and it could, but you don't know that. And if we go through the winter like it is now, I doubt if there'll be much activity at all.
But it's not all doom and gloom. Farmers like Schweitzer are by nature optimistic.
And we got all winter yet. This is early. So we got, we're not panicking yet because it can change overnight. We've seen it do it many times. And so we just have to go along with it and have faith enough to think that it's going to get better.
And in the upper Arkansas River Valley in Salida, park manager Rob White has a similar outlook.
A lot can happen between now and May 15th when we start to experience runoff. I think what's really important is that we get those snowstorms that we typically get in the spring months.
Despite the optimism, a recent seasonal outlook from the Climate Prediction Center at the National Weather Service says drought conditions are likely to persist or even intensify through next March. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs.